Our scripture reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 to 9 and 18 to 23. This can be found on page 13 in the New Testament portion of your pew Bible. Reading from Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. Hear what the Spirit says to the church. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen." And continuing at verse 18, "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. That is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, no endurance, but endures only for a while, and when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the word of the Lord.
Let anyone with ears listen. Jesus is sitting with a crowd of people, teaching them. And today's lesson is dot, dot, dot. I wonder what the people heard that day, what they took away from his parable of the sower. Even the disciples were wondering why Jesus spoke in parables. Which would you prefer? Jesus with two tablets saying, "Do this, do that," or his allegories, rich imagery and relatable truths? The blessing and the curse with stories, the parables, the teachings of Jesus, is that there is more to them than meets the eye, or ear in this case. Let anyone with ears listen. Even Jesus himself says about his message, "Seeing they do not perceive, and hearing they do not listen, nor do they understand." That's kind of like a teacher at school going, "I taught them math, but they didn't get a thing." Got to be frustrating. But Jesus' parables, the stories about his life, the words he speaks are intentionally shrouded with mystery, waiting for the day when we will understand. I sometimes think of stories in the Bible as being like an onion. An odd analogy for someone who's not crazy about onions. But I remember in the movie Shrek, you know, the movie with Princess Fiona? Shrek is walking through a field with Donkey trying to describe himself in comparison to an onion. And that is how I feel about these parables. Reading the Bible, the parables of Jesus is like peeling the layers of an onion. You start reading, and it seems like, okay, no big deal. Guy goes out to sow seeds. I got it. Then you start to have some questions and concerns. Why was he just throwing the seeds all over the place? Who is this sower? And what are these seeds? But all in all, you're getting something out of it. Rocky ground, not good. Between rocks, not good. Thorns, not good. But you're not really sure if you'll ever get to the heart of it. To what exactly is Jesus saying in this parable? Ears to hear? Is he planting corn? Parables have layers that over time, as we change and as we grow, with every reading, every hearing, we peel another layer off. Understand a bit more. Good soil produces a harvest, 100-fold, 60-fold. Am I good soil? What am I producing for God? It's really amazing, these parables. Try reading this passage every day for a week. I meant to ask Jan if she's doing the parable of the weeds next week, but try reading that scripture every day for a week, then come to church and hear what Jan interprets it as. Every day, you'll have a different message. And that's sometimes the hardest thing of being a minister, is as you work on your sermon, God keeps revealing things and you have to pick one. And then read it a month from now and see what the Spirit is revealing to you. That's the beauty of parables. They always have something new to tell us. Another thing, like onions, is that certain truths in the Bible can bring us to tears. The truth can sting us and cause us to turn away. Jesus said, "Let the one who is out sin throw the first stone." And perhaps as we get deeper into the Bible, we may toss it away in frustration and pain. Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. And yet, despite the stinging, the irritation, we put the onions in our dishes because they add flavor. They add taste to the meal. And so too does the word of Scripture. We need the word of God to add it to our lives, to give to our lives flavor. For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son. We need this truth to permeate our lives, our every beings, all areas of our lives. Jesus says, "Take my yoke and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let those with ears listen. The lectionary doesn't include verses 10 to 17, but I take out one sentence. Jesus says to his disciples, "The reason I speak to them in parables is that seeing they do not perceive, and hearing they do not listen nor understand." Have you ever tried to teach or to explain to someone something that they just cannot comprehend? If you are trying to teach me how to cook an onion, and I did not have the vocabulary of what it meant to peel, or to slice, or to dice, or to simmer, then I would be lost. But if you explained it, or showed me, then I would get it. Jesus wants us to unpeel the layers, to to understand as we are able to at this moment in time, but to keep going back, looking for more. Have you ever noticed in kids' movies, especially like Shrek, that there are jokes and meanings for the 40-year-old parent, the 70-year-old grandparent, as well as the 4-year-old child or the 14-year-old teenager? These layers allow everyone to enjoy the movie and find it a worthwhile spending of their time. So Jesus does the same for us. As the scripture is read, some of you today maybe were thinking about the soil. How many of you were thinking about the seed? Who got caught today on the sower? Maybe you had something completely different come to you. One commentary I read this week spoke about the contrast between the wasteful spreading of the seed versus the abundant harvest. And this is the layer I want to touch on for a minute. Jesus, in his explanation, points out that the seed is the word of God, the words of Jesus to his people. And like a seed, the word of God is a living thing. Jesus is the living word of God, to whom the written word bears witness. So I ask you, do you think it's possible to be wasteful with the word of God? Have any of you wasted the word of God? No. That's not 100% true. Because you have wasted the word of God when you have known its truth and not shared it. Today we had the baptism of Kayla. Seeds have been planted in her life. Parents have made promises, the congregation, the children promised to water those seeds, to keep sharing Jesus' love and message with her, hoping that it will find good soil to grow in. But we also promise to continue to support her during the times when the word of God gets choked by outside influences or bad choices. The word of God is about abundance. There is no end to the seeds that can be sown. And sometimes we need to keep sowing them in the rocky ground or on the path, trusting in the Holy Spirit to help till the soil and create a harvest in that person. The ministry south of Fish Creek is another example of sowing seeds. Scattering the word of God, praying it will find the good soil, and that Christ's harvest will be abundant, for that is the power of the living Christ. Let us pray for one another and for the church as we continue to gather to unpeel the layers of Jesus' parables, as we seek to be and to create good soil in others, as we work to spread Jesus' good news of salvation. Let those who have ears listen, and then go and do. Amen.